is where real and virtual motorsport meet. From the ITA studio, to the paddock, to the sim rig. Pull up a chair, pour a drink. This is the Into the Apex podcast.
Into the Apex podcast.
It's big episode 150 on the Into the Apex podcast on the ITA Motorsport Podcast Network. And we're here in the main studio yet again, Tyler and Bradley. Bradley's coming to us from his rig room. I try not to say wig womb. He's coming to us.
My wigwam?
He's coming to us from his his remote location about 20 minutes north of me in eastern North Carolina. Patrick Stein coming to us from Chicago, and I'll be seeing Patrick for a sec here in just a couple weeks. More on that later. We got a lot to dive into.
Yes, we do.
I'll be seeing Patrick soon, and it's related to sim racing in part. And joining us, Mrs. Rob's birthday is tonight, and unlike me, he is an intelligent man and took the night off from sim racing matters, and he is tending to his personal life, as you would think that most of us should. In his spot, who was invited anyway, is Cody Richardson, Mr. IndyCar.
Well, not IndyCar. In that statement.
All right, I'm getting it together.
I mean, I don't even know what to think about this intro right now.
I know, it went off the rails real quick when Patrick started laughing at me. After Patrick got a gummy.
Oh, God.
It's not like it's taken effect. Well, he took it like 2 minutes.
Yeah, Patrick's just a goofball. That's all it is.
With
his track house shirt. More on that later. Cody Richardson, our official Indianapolis Motor Speedway correspondent, is back with us. And he was going to be on with us anyway to talk Indianapolis IndyCar NASCAR doubleheader because he was there on the ground this past weekend. He'll be with us the whole show in place of Rob. Cody, good to have you on the studio show, which typically you're with us in Indy.
I know. That's about the only time I'm ever on is Indy or Atlanta, it seems like. But luckily, internet's a little bit better now, it seems. So hopefully we'll be able to stay here the whole show.
Yeah, we'll keep it consistent and hopefully get you back more, although we'll be seeing you here in a couple months in Atlanta. So in a bit, we'll talk about the IndyCar and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway event, it stood out to me this weekend. But first, I want to start with a topic that's kind of making its way around and affecting sim racing and real racing to an extent that official series are involved. And that is really what's become social media chatter about motorsport games. Motorsport games. Can I get a fuck you motorsport games, anybody?
Fuck you motorsport games.
That's right.
F you motorsport games.
Language. So it's our twice quarterly motorsport games topic, and I can't resist it because yet again it's something that's negative towards the brand. So what is going on out there, and I'm hard pressed to find it on any real media sites at this point, but basically it reads as this. So I'm quoting, and this is pulled from Reddit, from where this has been talked about a little bit more, Twitter as well. So the narrative is this: exclusivity for official NASCAR Cup Series games on consoles has been shown the black flag by NASCAR. That's at least according to games journalist Mike Strahl's sources. YouTuber Darian Gilliam released a video on X, formerly known as Twitter, featuring Strahl's revelation that NASCAR is being set to announce that there will be other NASCAR games in development. Strahl goes on to say, "The NASCAR exclusivity license between NASCAR and Motorsport Games is all but dead." So that is very interesting, and that seems to be reliably sourced. Obviously, any kind of news on this officially is not quite out there, but people are already kind of raising the pitchforks in celebration at a battle well fought. However, alternatively, over on the IndyCar Reddit, take that for what it will, Reddit, More tweets are talking about how IndyCar is staying with Motorsport Games. The IndyCar game is being targeted for early 2024. And three insiders say it only has single race online and challenge mode with no career or season mode. And one of the challenge modes is just time trial. So that sounds terrible. But what about the NASCAR deals? So Cody, Patrick, you guys are NASCAR guys. So you're the perfect guys to talk about this with. Have either of you, I mean, what's out there now? Is it NASCAR Heat? I mean, I'm really ignorant to that, admittedly. But what do you guys know about
NASCAR
that?
NASCAR Ignition is the failed project they put out like 2 years ago and haven't updated since. And they're still running Gen 6 cars. Oh, sorry. They got their next gen update about a month ago. You know, 2 years behind whenever it was put out on iRacing.
Yeah.
I mean, and honestly, Heat, which wasn't even a motorsports game product, that was a different studio that MSG bought. That's the better game, and that's like a 9-year-old video game now. So it's not like the console side has really had anything to go with. Motorsports Game promises Ignition and that it was going to be good, and updates for Heat 5 and everything, and they've never delivered anything at all on it. I think NASCAR was a smarter one of these. They were the only ones that didn't sign an exclusivity deal. Like, they had the console rights, but they weren't exclusive rights, which was why we can still run the NASCAR series on iRacing. That's why iRacing is the host of the Coke series and not, you know, Motorsports Games with their shitty Ignition. But that's where it's different. I think this is just more NASCAR coming out and saying, you know what? MSG is not doing good. They're full of shit. We see that. Apparently, they're the only ones that can see that. So we're going to push back a little bit. They didn't have anything legally holding them as the sole user of the NASCAR license, so I think it was easier for them to do that.
Well, I'm happy to report that today, as of the close of the stock market, Motorsport Games' stock is down 1.22%, and in the last 5 days, it's down 21.90%, which is a nice little... I mean, I know...
It's time to buy.
No, it's not. Fuck that. The stocks have... Time to generally, buy. Generally, stocks have been low. I keep running the stocks, believe it or not.
Tyler likes his penny stocks.
My penny stocks. My lottery.
Yeah, how much is that going for now? A pop.
Motorsport Games, $4.85 as of the close today.
It's not quite a penny stock.
No.
It's not quite penny, but it's pretty low.
Are you going to put any of your eggs into that basket? Are you going to drop any of your shekels on that?
I don't play the eggs and baskets game.
I wouldn't. I mean,
a dangerous game.
It's there, but hell no. I mean, even with the movie Gran Turismo coming out to try to stir up some sim racing fandom. Do you guys think, I mean, this is off topic, a little aside. Do you think Gran Turismo is going to get more people into sim racing or no?
No, but COVID 2023 would.
COVID 2023?
You got your tinfoil hat on already?
Bradley thinks another pandemic is going to do wonders.
You know Steve Myers is secretly in the halls of iRacing just praying for another.
Yeah, what's the road course in Wuhan back in 2019, late 2019? Oh, iRacing van spotted in China. We're going to get this shit on NBC Sports, guys.
Drive straight through the biology labs in Wuhan.
they scanned it. We're going to get it's on Fox course. Sports. You don't think we can get on greatest Fox thing. Sports? Oh, yeah.
It's the greatest thing.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the biggest thing that happened to iRacing.
Well,
was the global pandemic?
Yeah, well, sim racing generally, I would say.
So I don't know that Gran Turismo can even touch it.
I mean, it can probably do it. It could probably give
it's
it a
just a movie.
It could probably give it a pinky finger at least.
I think Gran Turismo is okay in what it's got right now.
The game or the movie?
But it's going to pull
game,
people.
The game.
Yeah, it's going to pull. That movie's going to get all of the arcadey.
Yeah,
players. It's not going to bring anybody to serious competitive sim racing, or at least not.
Because
it's not nothing. It's not going to turn the needle.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's already got like a stable little market thing. I mean, it's what they're on Gran Turismo. What 7, 8? I don't know.
Yeah,
it's been around forever.
Eight, yeah.
So it's obviously successful, and it's not like Motorsport Games.
Yeah, back to Motorsport Games. So what we're seeing NASCAR do here is the smart thing. Like you said, Cody, we're still able to enjoy our next gen cars and all those different things. None of the races are outlawed. We can actually race at Daytona and broadcast it. And the IndyCar restrictions.
And call it a Daytona 500.
Correct. That's, I mean, I'm not going to rehash that. Everybody pretty much knows the ridiculous, ridiculous restrictions on the IndyCar, the American Open Wheeler on iRacing. We can't even, it's enough that we can't call it that. We don't get the branding, so we don't get to kind of plug ourselves into that world virtually and pretend like we're IndyCar drivers. Yeah. But we have to, we can't even race in the official series at those tracks that we want to race on the week of the event.
Not only that, NASCAR was at Indy Road. We set up a practice session for it. I named it Mad Sim Racing Indy Road Practice, and it started out Indy. You can't even type the word Indy.
Are you serious? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not fucking kidding you. It was Mad Sim Racing *** Practice.
You have to be shitting. That is, I have not heard that. That
Sim
is,
Racing has gone Orwellian.
Yeah, that wow. is. That is.
Pretty sure
up.
I still have a screenshot of it. Actually,
wow. Oh man, yeah. If you
we
got
should
it,
be posting that screenshot up.
Is that just so they don't get sued? I assume. Is there somebody out there looking for the word Indy?
Artificial intelligence, Bradley. It's got to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
The AI bot for iRacing is out to. It's Motorsport Games program. I mean, that is some. I have no idea about that.
That's very petty.
That is so petty that you can't.
Very petty.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know.
And it's hurting.
I can't find the screenshot. I have it somewhere. I just can't.
Can
find
you
it right
even
now,
create a session? So you can create a session with Indy, the IndyCar at Indy.
You're allowed to.
You just can't. But you can't.
You're allowed
can't name
to.
Anything.
You cannot broadcast it, and you cannot type Indy in the name of the session.
Allegedly, yeah.
Out.
Apparently, so
there's. We
and
don't
I
even have
the forums are the same way. You can't type Indy in the forums or anything.
No what? Kidding.
That's an overreaction.
So you Come can on. You can do it, but it's almost like stopping at a rest stop bathroom stall. It's like you could do it. You could do that, but you don't need anybody to know that you're doing it. You don't want anybody to see you. Or if you're Bradley, you don't want anybody to even see your ankles.
Ankles. Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
So we don't
That's
have an IndyCar. We have a Dallara IR18. We don't have an IndyCar.
Yeah. We have an open. I mean, I'm surprised they What's don't censor Dallara. Dallara is a no-no word.
Well, it's a separate matter.
Nah.
It's a separate matter. I'm sure they have an agreement with Dallara for the chassis.
Well, yeah. I mean, they have good relations.
But it's the brand, the IndyCar brand, they cannot portray it.
In no way whatsoever. And yeah. Alongside that, you have the Indianapolis brand, the Indianapolis 500 brand. I mean, hell, why don't they just take the track away from us in some kind of exclusivity deal?
We just got an updated version of it.
Well, yeah.
If anything, they're digging in. I mean, we have the whole road to Indy that we can't even utilize.
Well, if we learn anything from this, it's that, I guess, whatever iRacing is able to offer us is on, it's basically on a pin, the tip of a pin. It's not up to them. They can, yeah. They can dig in and then the wind can blow a different direction in some suit somewhere.
And yet here we are we're going to get all of the GTPs.
Well, that obviously,
I mean, what would you rather have, all of the GTPs or the IndyCar?
I don't think that's a bogus deal, Bradley. That's an unnecessary deal.
I know.
That's a false.
I mean, it's just a
False
flag. Curious thing. It's just a curious thing. Which would you rather?
It's just indicative of a good relationship, of an excellent relationship with IMSA.
Yeah, we could have everything.
Because like the NIS, which I know Patrick and Cody, you guys are NIS guys. You're able to look what that does for your actual motorsport product and brand. You can give diehard fans, and let's be real. Anybody on iRacing generally is a pretty close fan. It's a diehard fan. You're giving them a week prior to your scheduled event to get hyped up about that car, that track, the finer details of all of that, the strategy. Why the hell wouldn't they tune in then and give you television ratings or buy tickets if they're close to that event? I mean, you're keeping your fan base that are your probably most invested fan base engaged all season long, all week long. Why would you hurt that? And that's what IndyCar does here, because IndyCar in iRacing was not that strong enough. It needed some work. It could have had improvements, but you're just chopping that off. You're chopping that off from underneath you.
I mean, you said it exactly. Like, I literally spent $20 this week for a track walk that was a grid walk, but because of having driven the track on iRacing, I wanted to see how certain corners were. If I could see, like, okay, well, why am I so sketchy here, like maybe it's off camera that you can't tell or whatever. I would not have spent that $20 if I wouldn't have thought I would have been able to go out there and look at it myself.
So what?
But that's what we give. It gives the the extra, like, you have a better respect for it by racing it. And every, I just don't understand why IndyCar thinks that not having that is better than having it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what you're going to get, I mean, if the, and that's, it's very rumored. It's very, it's a post on Reddit that came from Twitter. So I'm going to, that's what it is. But would it be shocking that what I read out earlier of basically how, well, one, delayed, but two, just not very impressive, this IndyCar title game that, that Motorsport Games is apparently still going to be doing, looks to be. I mean, I don't know. Is it good? Are we going for a week's worth of slick promo Facebook posts or what have you, and maybe a shitty booth set up at the IndyCar races in 2024? Or do you want to really engage the people that are have been and will continue to spend lots of money on tickets, jerseys? Look at, I mean, I'm one to speak. I probably funded an entire IndyCar store staff member and their salary with my jersey purchases over the last 2-3 years. So anybody on iRacing, anybody listening to this right now, I mean, we iRacers, sim racers, like dedicated sim racers, but we iRacers, I've not met a person that is not all in, dedicated, and when it comes down to it, our wallets are coming out. We'll sell, as I say, we'll sell blood plasma. We don't give a fuck. Bradley, what do you think? You're sitting there twirling in your chair.
I am. I agree with your points.
Great thought, Bradley. Yeah, thanks for the insight.
Great conversation.
Patrick, what do you have to offer there? No, I mean, it's true. The IndyCar is obviously throwing away a great opportunity to market. Why have, I mean, they must, we've talked about this in past shows, all of us have, how much money Motorsport Games had to have thrown. Because I'm sure IndyCar is not approaching Motorsport Games and saying, we want to be exclusive. They could literally reach more people. Yeah. For probably a better price, and obviously there was an existing relationship with iRacing.
Well, it was always a thing where iRacing participation in the IndyCar series, which was the IndyCar equivalent of NIS, was really weak, and so I wonder. I just wonder. I don't know anything about, you know, for sure, but
I mean, the conversation here that we're kind of delving into IndyCar, the whole thing that brought up is NASCAR.
Well, it's
who's gonna get, if this is true, and if NASCAR pulls out of their deal with Motorsport Games, who makes and produces the NASCAR games?
Will it's it not be exclusive EA? Is the point
I know, but
will gotta it, be iRacing, yeah, though.
What about EA games, EA sports?
I don't think EA would want it anymore.
Yeah.
And not only that, I think NASCAR values the relationship with iRacing, unlike IndyCar and WEC and everybody else.
Yeah.
NASCAR is also IMSA. NASCAR and IMSA are the same organization.
That's true.
Great relationships between both of those.
So you don't see the day where NASCAR is like, we're going to go with this other publisher and we're pulling out all the next gen NASCAR Coke series.
I also don't see the day that
times can change.
Give the exclusive rights to someone either anymore.
Yeah,
I think NASCAR learned their lesson with EA back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Whenever the game started getting like shit,
mm-hmm.
and it had been like a 15-year contract or whatever of EA putting out the games. And I don't think NASCAR is going to get burnt like that again. I think they're seeing what's going on with the WEC license and the Le Mans series license and IndyCar, and they don't want any part of that. They see the fan backlash. Everybody says NASCAR's on the ropes anyway. IndyCar is more on the ropes than NASCAR, but I don't think NASCAR wants to take the hit that IndyCar has. They see what it's done.
I'm going to buy tickets to a NASCAR race right now, the way you lay that out, because if they're listening to the backlash.
This is what it fucking took. We've been trying to get you to go to a NASCAR race.
You could go to Richmond. Richmond is very close to us.
I mean,
Richmond is very
close. If I knew for sure that they noticed the fan backlash and somebody with decision making power made a decision based on that, I'm ordering jerseys, hats. I'm going to races. I'm even if I'm not home, I'm setting my streaming TV to give them a rating, because that's what we need. I mean, you're exactly right. Look at the 24 Hours of Le Mans. That's on a separate side. How fucked that is. And then look at the IndyCar deal. I mean, people, the people that are watching, the people that count, the only people that count, are so pissed off. So what are they doing? I mean, what are you doing at that point? You're just messing it up. It just pisses me off. I don't understand. I mean, I do understand it's money in the stroke of a pen, but Jesus. Anyway, enough of that. We harp on that good enough. Cody, you were just in Indianapolis at an event that you and I went to 2 years ago. It was really a great event. It was good for me because I was close and I'm just a little further away, so I've not been back. But that's the August IndyCar NASCAR Xfinity NASCAR Cup doubleheader, triple, like, packed weekend at the road course. So it was a great time a couple years ago. How was it this past weekend? Because I was watching. It's probably the second NASCAR race this season that I watched from start to finish, stuck to it, and that was really to see my bandwagon car SVG, Patrick, and his track house shirt. He knows what's going on, and Daniel Suarez. But what was it like on the ground? Let's give us a taste of it for a sec.
Yeah. Well, too bad you couldn't come to the last one either, because pretty good rumor has it that IndyCar will be at the Milwaukee Mile the same weekend that NASCAR and Xfinity are at the NASCAR Oval.
That's true.
So, yeah, I mean, I've went to all 3 years with Cup Series there. I missed the 1 year with Xfinity because it was COVID. No one was there. But no, it's I went down Friday for practice and Indy NXT qualifying in the race. I didn't stick around for the race. I wanted to kind of get it to my hotel before some traffic hit, but got to watch them practice and qualify. Got to watch the Indy cars qualify that day, and there were probably as many people on practice on Friday that were there whenever we were there for the race on Saturday, Tyler. Like, it was surprisingly busy on a Friday for IndyCar, Indy NXT practice. So I was a little like, okay, this is probably just a fluke. Maybe there's something going on. There was some rain in the area, but it cleared out. Maybe, you know, who knows? Show up on Saturday. IndyCars take there for morning warm up, watch them go around. And as people just keep flooding in, like, okay, this is busier than I thought it was going to be, you know, and sit down, watch Xfinity Series practice qualifying, Cup practice qualifying, IndyCar race. I mean, the stands were pretty well packed where I was. They had it shut down on the front stretch where I was sitting to just like four or five sections where we sit for the 500, just the bottom area. But I mean, we were sitting pretty close to other people. There wasn't much room to spread out or anything there. You can look on the viewing mounds. They were packed as well. The thing that disappointed me the most is after the IndyCar race, they still had an Xfinity race left after that, but about three quarters of the people got up and walked away, even though there's another race coming on that night. But, little rain and everything in that race spice some things up. It was good to be undercover, watch there. Cup day going on Sunday, and the place is packed. I think they said they sold 75,000 tickets for the race.
Oh wow.
It was the biggest crowd since I've been going the last 3 years for this, the biggest crowd I've seen so far. The race was great. I know some people thought it was boring because there was only a Joey Logano caution and about a second Joey Logano caution too. I don't know what his deal was, but I guess he had an equipment malfunction like Larson did last year. But anyway, the race was good. They were racing close together, which we thought was kind of impossible at the road courses because they say the dirty air is so bad in the cars. But end of stage two and the top five are all within a half a second of each other, racing for first through fifth for stage points and everything, chasing people down. You had Suarez, McDowell, and Elliott, the class of the field, the entire weekend. And good news to Michael McDowell, won that. I think it was kind of pretty cool to be there.
Yeah.
Michael McDowell now has two Cup Series wins, a Daytona 500, and then a win at the Brickyard. I know that the road course isn't the crown jewel, but I mean, for a guy driving for a pretty well backmarker team to have two crown jewel races, or at least wins at two crown jewel race tracks, was pretty cool to see. You're not used to seeing the little guy win. It's usually Hendrick Motorsports or Joe Gibbs up front or Trackhouse, and they took it to him. It was cool to see.
I've adopted Suarez as my NASCAR favorite driver after last year. And then I've jumped even further on the Trackhouse bandwagon after watching the last quarter of the Chicago Street Race with Van Gisbergen. But at the same time, I was still really pulling for McDowell in the final laps because I did realize at least that it was an underdog win. So I watched, I literally sat in my little recliner and rocked my afternoon away watching that entire race start to finish. And I noticed that I've really only done that for road course races besides the Daytona 500. I don't know if there's anything to that, other than that I've just become more of a road racing guy, since, I don't know, 2010, since I got into F1 and it was interesting. But you point out, rightly so, that it seems to be the last year at the road course for NASCAR. And I have to say, and Bradley, you can pipe in there with me as a couple year in Indy 500 attendee. I don't know that I wouldn't be tempted to travel to watch the next gen cup cars at the Indy Oval. Just for the sake of, I love the Indy Oval, and I want to watch anything really fast go around that place.
I don't know. I don't know if I would travel that far for NASCAR. Sorry,
listen,
Cody.
To this ad.
Wow.
Oh,
not
wow.
When the, not when there's tracks.
So in shade.
Not when we're in North Carolina where there's half a dozen
Bradley,
tracks within the day trip.
Charlotte Motor Speedway and Indianapolis Oval, dude, they're different.
Charlotte Motor Speedway is a big deal for NASCAR.
Well,
but we've never been to Richmond Raceway, and we're close to it. We're the closest.
Yeah.
So why don't we scratch that off? Why don't we go to North Wilkesboro? If I will say this, Tyler, if North Wilkesboro is put on the regular points paying season, I'll go to that every year.
Will you?
I would go to that every
year. Have we missed the second Richmond race, guys? NASCAR guys?
I don't know. Have we?
What do we have?
There's a Roval one coming up we could see in October.
Martinsville.
Let's go to the Roval. Yeah,
you missed it. Yeah, it was like it. 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go to the Roval in October.
Martinsville?
Yeah, go to the Roval. I mean, you're not that far from...
I will say I have... The last NASCAR
Watkins Glen this weekend.
Bruce Perry is there. Mr. Daytona. He's got the RV set.
I will say the last NASCAR event I ever did was Xfinity at the Roval, and it was quite enjoyable.
For me, it was...
But that was also the first race they ever experienced rain.
Oh, yeah.
With the rain
pack. For me, it was Xfinity. Xfinity at Indy Road with Cody 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was it.
I would go to the Roval. The Roval was quite enjoyable. I would go there for...
When you're close to Martinsville.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
That's a playoff,
I was just thinking
right?
of that.
Next to the last day. Yeah.
I just want to see speed. And I feel like to see speed...
Or both.
Charlotte Motor Speedway Oval. And basically that's what? The Coke race.
Yeah.
Coke 600.
I don't know if I have it in me to sit through it all anymore. We did it once.
Well, you won't be able to anyway unless you got a plane to fly back because you'd have to do the double.
Oh, yeah. Because
you're coming to the Indy 500.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck that. I'm going to the Indy 500. No question.
So you should go to the Roval then.
I would say go to
or the Richmond.
It was enjoyable to see.
Or Richmond.
So, I mean, the speed at the Roval is going to be pretty close because they're on the higher horsepower package. Well, I guess the same horsepower package now.
It was still, it was a lot like it's exactly like a smaller version of the Daytona.
I agree with
where
that.
You see the speed. And you can hear them when they go around the actual oval track. But it's also interesting to see a hard braking zone right in front of you. I would recommend going to the Xfinity race just to get open seats.
That'd be fun.
Although I was fortunate. It was the first race back from COVID. And I was one of very few people at that race.
Yeah.
And they did not allow people to be around you. So they sold limited seats. So I was almost perfect.
It's good for an introvert.
COVID 2023, anybody?
Well, you know, you realize we're not terribly far from Darlington either. We're about as far from Darlington as we are from Richmond.
I will say,
Now that's a bucket list race for me. It's my favorite track.
We're not far.
We're also very close
to that race.
Oh, yeah. We're not far.
So, we're also very close to the refurbished Rockingham too.
Yeah, we're not far from Darlington.
Well, I'm saying, why would you drive 10 hours to go to Indianapolis for it?
Because it's
race?
Indianapolis, Bradley. If you don't understand,
but
then you need a few
that's
more
where
trips
you go
up there.
See IndyCar, right. NASCAR,
hallowed grounds.
Yeah, but NASCAR on Indy Indianapolis is it's not the same.
You're not the same.
But it's going to be the 30th
anniversary.
Why
would you
want
to drive? Why would you drive that far to see something?
Who said? Who said I was driving? Who said I was driving?
I've never driven it.
Why would you spend your hard-earned cash on a plane for something less thrilling than the Indy 500?
Who said? Have you seen NASCARs are fast, Bradley? Pipe down.
They are fast.
The Indy 500 isn't even necessarily for the race. It's for the experience and the history of it. That's what you're going to the Indy 500 for.
All I'm saying is, my revival and back in the NASCAR should probably be at a local track. I think the one we've always wanted to go to since we were little kids and fans of NASCAR, we always wanted to go to Bristol.
Not a terrible idea.
Yes, I think Bristol would be a fantastic experience.
Could you see yourself getting back into it, Bradley? Are you going to?
I could see myself maybe not watching every week. I could see myself going to a race, yes.
Okay.
Watching it every week? I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question. Maybe he has something to fill the gap.
Maybe he'll stick that overwheel back on iRacing.
Maybe I will next year.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, let's take a break. Let's close it out and talk a little bit about a trip that is about to be taken by me to see Patty Stein briefly. I'm coming to Chicago. We'll talk about that on the other side of Into the Apex.
Don't go anywhere. More Into the Apex is coming up.
Tired of getting caught up in the mayhem of Turn 1? So are we. Although we can't protect you from disasters in iRacing, we can protect you and your family from mayhem on the road or at home. The Allstate Javicki Agency proudly protects families in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Give John a call today at 412-561-6239. Mention Mad Sim Racing or Into the Apex when calling to receive a gift card with a qualified quote. No purchase necessary. Into the Apex is going back on the road in 2023, and it's all brought to you by our friends at Pro Kart Concepts. Pro Kart Concepts provides top-tier carts, parts, and consumables to the tri-state area and support based out of the Pittsburgh International Raceway. If there's anyone that can get you set in the world of karting, it's Eric and Dan with PKC. Visit ProKartConcepts.com for more information. This episode is brought to you by the racing fans at Great Hire HR. Whether you're hiring one employee or 100, Great Hire will let you keep doing what is important, running your business. For more information, visit GreatHireHR.com. You've just achieved your greatest accomplishment as a sim racer. Now what? Don't let it become just another stat you never see. Alien Awards is a service run by and for sim racers, creating clearly printed plaques on solid surfaces, something you can display proudly to mark a major victory and show off your team and sponsors. Whether you're an individual driver looking to create a memory or a league owner looking to take your season to the next level, Alien Awards can help. These are quality awards I know because I've won one. There are no setup or design fees, and shipping in the U.S. is free. Take your sim racing career to new heights. Visit alienawards.net. That's alienawards.net. This episode of Into the Apex is brought to you by our partners at Track Racer. Since 2008, Track Racer has been designing and pioneering best value, high-end gaming platforms and accessories. Track Racer products are made from the highest quality materials that offer unsurpassed durability. Track Racer is supported by recognizable names such as Haley Deegan, Ross Chastain, Alex Palou, and Alpine F1 Team. Check them out through the link on our website, IntoTheApex.com, and support the show.
This is Into the Apex Motorsport Podcast Network.
And we're back on Into the Apex. Bradley's cracking jokes on the break.
Sharp. Tyler, I'm sharp tonight.
Yeah. Well, I didn't quite expect this course of events, but I'm very pleased for it. But in at least some capacity, Patrick, I'm going to see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, what is it, about 2 weeks from now?
Two weeks, September 1st. Old T-Dog's going to be...
T-Dog's flying in.
I'm going to be landing at O'Hare in Chicago and not just passing through to actually stay a couple days.
Yeah.
I'll be arriving in Chicago early morning, 6 o'clock. I'll be leaving Raleigh, North Carolina, 6 o'clock and getting to Chicago, 7:15 or something local time. And
yeah,
on principle, Patty has agreed to pick me up from the airport. I'm going to toss a few gas shekels his way.
But, I yep, I'm much appreciated.
Oh, I will. I do appreciate your services. because
you're making me sound like a hooker.
So the occasion is
I mean, you have slept in the same bedroom before, so
multiple times. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
not 100%. The same bed, but I mean, we're inching our way closer. So,
oh my God.
Give it a couple years. You don't know what I mean. You don't know what way the cookie will crumble, but that's not the ookie cookie.
I mean, I did spend a week in Mexico with the man.
I don't know what "with" means, but okay.
We woke up. We woke up spooning. Is all okay. I can say.
Yeah.
I was the little spoon.
Teaspoon or tablespoon?
Patrick, cup measuring cup.
Patrick had a tablespoon of tapioca every morning. Anyhow.
I did not have the Bill Cosby special. Thank you very much.
So the occasion for the Chicago trip.
A little lightheaded in Mexico.
The occasion for the trip to Chicago for me last minute includes a pretty interesting sim racing element. So for those that heard our Mid-Ohio roadshow where I traveled up there, the family and friends that I hung out with up there, particularly Nate Blevins, who was on the show, is getting married actually this fall, and his bachelor party is in Chicago, a contingency from Ohio in the Mid-Ohio area are trekking that way, and I got invited down here in Eastern North Carolina, here close to the wire, found a good flight. Got it all managed, and basically what they're going to do is a type of Bachelor Olympics. So it's all around games or sims, and one of those is a place that Patrick has mentioned before, and it's called Sim Racing Chicago. They've actually reserved the facility of Sim Racing Chicago specifically for this group. I think the max is 10 that can actually race, but they're going to basically have it taken over. The group that I'm going to be in at Sim Racing Chicago, simracingchicago.com to look at what it is, and it looks really cool. And the thing I'm most excited about as well is that it is iRacing based. So it's right in the wheelhouse. So basically what happened is they've out of the 10 or so people that are going, they did a random draw earlier today of for teams of two. And that's your partner in these Olympics. So besides iRacing at the Sim Center, they've got, I think, Mario Kart, Mortal Kombat, and a couple other things. And points will be accrued, and there will be a champion and a loser at the end of the weekend. So that's pretty cool to me. I feel like my greatest contribution is probably going to be on the Sim Racing side because it's iRacing. I understand these cars. I don't know the track and car selections until I get there. So there's not much practice I can do other than to just know my iRacing. But I don't know if you guys have...
amazing. Holy crap. I've told you guys. It's amazing.
It's not terribly far from you, Patrick, and yet I don't think you've been yet to this place.
No, I haven't because mostly I found it a couple months back, but a lot of it from what I'm gathering is the facility gets rented out for these parties or corporate events or something. Yeah. They had a... they went down to the Chicago street circuit and they're in one of the buildings right outside. I think it was like turn 6 or turn 7 overlooking the track.
Really?
And they brought in like a couple simulators because they're just from, I think, 30 minutes outside the city.
They are. Yeah. They're not terribly far from the airport.
Yeah.
And they're, if you look at their address location, they're kind of in an industrial, semi-industrial area.
Yeah.
But if you go, as soon as you see their landing page, simracingchicago.com, you can see that the vibes are beautiful. Like they have, I like my LED multicolored lighting in my studio here for ambiance, but my God, they've mastered the ambient lighting. I love it.
Go to their Instagram, check them out, Sim Racing Chicago. It is crazy. They have a commentator there as well. They have,
Wow.
They literally, one of the guys commentates, they have like scoreboards there so they could show like lap times and who's in what position and stuff like that. It is just an overall great experience from what I've seen. And I haven't even been there yet.
They've got comfortable couch seating. It looks like they've got drinks that they serve in a cooler, all triple monitor rigs from what I can see. 80-20 with different pedals and wheels, but I saw, is it Huskenveld or Huizenveld? Somebody spell it out for me. Quality,
high end.
Quality equipment that I'm excited to try. To me, going into this, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on me. I host a goddamn iRacing podcast on a sim racing team that we run. I feel like there's a lot of weight on my shoulders to perform on behalf of Mad Sim Racing in this standalone in-person event. So I'm going into this. We should
send somebody else.
I'm going, fuck you, bitch.
We should send another emissary. Are you going to podcast from there?
Or I network might take with
these this network with these people.
I will talk to. I'll try to talk to the folks there, but I'm not. I might pack a mic or two, but this weekend is not
pack,
about
pack some of our cards.
I'll there. Do that. But
I got some cards out here too.
Yeah, the weekend is not about the end of the Apex podcast, so I'm gonna mind my
well, that's
area here. It's not a
but just remember, you always have somebody in the area that can
correct
swing on by.
That is correct.
If we can get something worked out.
Yeah, the fact that you're there, Patrick, I was so excited to learn we were going there. Because I thought number one, I don't have to get an Uber because old Patty Stein is reliable. So airport mimosas on T-Dog or whatever. You're not coming.
Not at the airport, maybe somewhere else. We'll go to an actual breakfast place.
Yeah. I'll get you something. It'll be early, but I'll hook you up, I'll slap you on the back, give you a big bear hug. We do that, right? Yeah, okay.
Well, have a picture.
We'll that's start. Good we'll start somewhere. It's just it'd be good to see you. It'd be good to see you.
Yeah.
But I'm interested whether or not we do any recording in the center. I'm not going to count on that because that's not what the weekend is about. But at the very bare minimum, I'm going to give you some images and video, and I'm going to report back on the next podcast because this place looks fantastic. It'll be the first sim racing center that I've been to. That's iRacing based. I'm interested to see how it goes. It's going to inspire. I'm going to come back. I guarantee you, I'm going to come back and say, let's all quit our jobs, move to the same city, and open one of these fuckers. That's what is going to come of this. I'm going to be sitting mimosas in on the flight back to Raleigh because I'm a nervous flyer, and I'm going to have a business plan drawn up, and we're going to be bankrupt in 6 months. So
for that hour and a half flight to back to Raleigh.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to take off and land. I don't want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Bradley knows what I'm talking about. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I almost missed my flight back from Daytona last year because I was
as long as everybody on your plane is real and you don't have any crazy lady pointing them out, you should be fine, right?
Oh no. That's she was straight from the Langoliers flight.
Yeah. I mean, Mr. I'm telling Tommy. You. I'm telling you, I'm browsing the site and I was looking at the Instagram, like you said, Patrick. This place has I could be mistaken, but I don't think I am. I think they have some steering wheels that are Gomez Sim Industry or GSI. Yes. I mean, I'm taking my Porsche shoes and my Mirandus gloves, and I'm walking in there. You know
take it. Your Porsche jacket, too.
I will. I don't care how hot it is. I'm going to walk into this center. You know it. Like the
like end of Independence
Day. That begs the question.
Out like of I just the sank the alien games. Ship on Independence Day. Can I get yes. a...
What are the other games that you're playing?
I can dig through my text. They're quite long, but I recall Mortal Kombat, which we played before. What, Bradley, on Nintendo 64?
Like Nintendo 64, yeah.
And Mario Kart. Now, I'm pretty sure this will all be on a Nintendo 64 because at Mid-Ohio, if you follow our Instagram, they had at the campsite in Mid-Ohio coming out of the keyhole is where it was with the generator. Had a gaming console plugged in, and we literally sat there drinking Crown Royal at Mid-Ohio at late night, listening to music and racing each other in Mario Kart. So I'm pretty sure this is, at least I've been exposed to it, because some of the games these days, Bradley and I, we're about three console editions behind. So Nintendo 64.
Yeah, I'm still amped up to get my GameCube.
We missed that one. We missed that one.
We did.
Luigi's Mansion.
But we wanted it so dearly.
We wanted it so bad. Yeah.
This all begs the thing to me in my mind. We're long overdue for a revisit to Asheville and the track.
Yes, we are. I know it's our factor too. Well,
but we need to take a visit because it's just a cool place to be.
I agree. And
it's a cool place to be.
Apex is going to be in Cary, North Carolina, which is iRacing based. So
I've
that's
tried gonna, their trailer rig they had set up at IMSA last year. They had. Are you going to VIR next weekend, Tyler?
I don't think so.
Okay,
that's a late.
Can you watch my dog?
Fuck you. I don't actually. That's a development I don't think we've shared.
He's not going to the racetrack though. He's just going to go visit some family somewhere else though.
Yeah, I don't.
Really?
I'm
not. Oh, Road Atlanta. Petite Le Mans.
Oh, you lying bastard. Yeah, that's where we'll next see Cody is Petite Le Mans before we know it.
We have a wonderful Airbnb booked.
Anybody want to share?
Just let me know how much I owe you.
Because he doesn't know who's going yet.
Yeah, he doesn't know. I was trying to get a head count today to know how many ways we're splitting it.
And I'll just tease this. I'll tease
room
this.
Room 7 or 6. So okay. We have room for 6. We have 4.
You hear that, dear listener? You could sleep in our house.
Well, it's in our Brazelton. House,
you can sleep in somebody else's house with us.
I will
us.
Say, this. It'll be the closest lodging we've ever had for Petite Le Mans. It's in Brazelton.
Yeah, that'll make not having an hour drive back will be pretty nice.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. It'll be fantastic.
We've got a development about the Rolex 24, but I'm going to not mention it. We'll wait for Rob to get back because this is Rob's development, and I want to have. We have plans to make now. Things have changed, but
oh yes,
I honestly want to hash that out on air, on the show. Why not? That's what we do. So, so we got some shit to sort through, and we're going to do that next week's show if everybody can get together. So, but yeah, I'm excited to see you, Patrick. A couple weeks. See, you're smiling. Yes, are you going to be there with a sign for me, like a cardboard sign, when I get off the plane?
No, I'm going to be the one smoking a cigarette, flipping you off.
Either way sounds fine to me. Yep. And I don't believe I'll be seeing downtown Chicago at all. I don't think I'll be going down that way.
No, it depends. I don't know how fast you got to be out to where you're staying.
I don't know. Probably in the afternoon. Whenever the Olympic Games start is when I have to be present.
We'll figure that stuff out, because if not, I could show you around. I could show you some shit, and
where would you take? Where would
you take him to? Take him to Wrigley Field, Patrick.
No, because I don't want to go to Wrigley Field.
Why?
And it'll take about 2.5-3 hours. In the morning to drive there from the airport.
Oh God,
really?
With traffic, yeah.
I will say, Tyler, while you're there,
the fire department right behind Wrigley Field has some of the best spaghetti ever.
Really?
The fire great cooks in the fire department.
Oh, wow. Can you leave your child there too?
What?
What? What do you think that spaghetti's made of, guys?
All right, then.
Oh my God. That's why you're not coming to Chicago, Bradley. We can't.
Wait, when is this, Tyler? When is this going to be?
September 1st. Where have you been?
Okay. I'm not listening to you. So,
Labor Day.
What if, it would be remiss to not to not go to scratch off another ballpark. You should go to one of the ballparks.
I don't think we're going to make it to Wrigley Field.
You can make it.
When I walk into this sim racing center, I'm going to be beside myself.
Blood's going to be flowing.
Yeah. I'm telling you that they've nailed the look of this. I can only imagine. I just want to know what it fucking smells like in there. I just want to give it a big old sniff.
We're just a bunch of
we're very sensual bastards.
Sensual.
Good news. I looked up the Cubs schedule. Also, there's no games anyway.
Yeah, you hear that, Bradley?
Cubs are.
Oh
in
yeah,
neither
team's there. God knows.
No, the White Sox are playing on September 1st, but it's at 7:10 against Detroit.
We love baseball, but trip is about other things.
Yeah, they are at home. They're at home. It's at Guaranteed Rate Field.
It's Comiskey.
I don't care.
It's geared to
I don't
Comiskey.
Care. I don't care about the White Sox. I'm not going to go watch them.
It's not about the White Sox. It's about the ballpark.
I'm going to go.
It's a ballpark.
I'm going to go.
But I have a mission for my life, and that is to go to all of them.
You'll die first, Bradley.
I mean,
you'll die.
You guys are twins. It doesn't mean you have to have the same missions in life.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's true.
My
mission is to win a race. Tyler's is not.
I'm going to go to this sim racing iRacing center
with
10 to 12 other guys, and I'm going to whip it out and smack them all with it, because I am going to win every session, because I am iRacing.
Yeah, the Pukaki tsunami right here.
This is my time.
I am the natural man.
Yeah, I am the natural man.
I am the natural man.
This is my time. This is the moment I've been waiting for. This is why I bought a sim rig. This is why I bought numerous gloves. This is why I try to sim race every other night to go and actually be good at something in a group of random people for once in my life.
As everyone knows, we are usually not that person.
But I will not say this, though.
That knows what they're doing.
I'll say this. You're going to get on one of those rigs and you're going to go, what the hell am I doing with this piece of shit?
It's not my rig.
Well, yes, but here's the thing I'm most worried about. If I'm being completely honest and analytical, I'm most worried about I'm going to get in one of these rigs, whichever one, and I'm going to be so unused to the pedals and everything else that I'm going to be thrown off and I'm going to make an ass of myself because I'm not used to the brakes and this and that. And if competitor in me needs to be able to adjust quickly, and I'm just not going to be able to do anything about that till I'm there. You know, I don't have any other ideas about that.
You have a leg up on most other people.
I hope so.
Probably never done it.
I hope so. I'm taking my Madness gloves. I'm going to throw those on. I'm taking my Porsche shoes because I'm not going to do this in spongy tennis shoes.
What are you, a poor piece of shit?
Yeah.
Of course you're going to do it in Porsche shoes.
That's right. I'm not going to wear spongy tennis shoes on some nice pedals. I'm going to be ready to drive. And I'm going to make you guys proud. All of you guys. Everybody out there.
Don't make me come out there and beat your ass.
You'll be close. I might call you for support.
I'll cheer you on.
Can I cheer me on?
Cheer you on.
If I lose, can I come lay on your couch and cry?
No.
Okay.
No losers in this house.
Will you bring me a gummy? No. Will you bring me a gummy?
Oh, we could. I'll take you to the store.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you. Yeah. It doesn't. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, buddy.
You got a guy.
Oh, man. Well, we got to get Bradley off air in time to do his fucking tire challenge tonight.
Fucking.
He wants to do a little racing, and I do too. I want to get used to the LMP3 because the Mad Sim Racing Road Challenge on Monday nights kicks off Monday night featuring LMP3s and GT4s. There are no formal signups. Just go to madsimracing.com, join the Discord, and don't be a dick. That's pretty much what it's about.
Sums it up nicely.
Very much so. Cody, thanks for jumping in here, and we'll have to have you on more often on the remote studio side. But your takes on IndyCar, on I'd say IndyCar because I'm an IndyCar snob now, your takes on the Indianapolis road course doubleheader, much appreciated. And we'll certainly can't wait to see you at Petit Le Mans.
Yeah, sounds good.
Patrick, I'll see you next week. And then the week after that, you can pick me up, honey. He's uncomfortable. He's uncomfortable.
I'm very uncomfortable.
It's okay. Bradley, do you want to have closing comments here?
Yeah, I agree with what he said.
Yeah, whatever he said. Let's race. I am excited.
Racing.
I'm excited.
I like racing. Racing's okay. I think I like iRacing. I don't know. But
I think it's cool. Guys, I have you heard about this iRacing thing? I think it's going to be a big hit.
Bradley comment.
Bradley closing comment.
I don't know what day it is. It's I don't know.
I'm excited about our Monday Night League and our broadcast.
What'd you just say? And yeah, Monday Night League. It's going to be broadcasted. It's my rig LED lighting has been.
This is what happened.
The color blue now.
Same colors as balls.
It's very cool. It's very cool. It's very nice.
You know, I'd go to North Wilkesboro if you gave me a chance to. I would. I really would. I don't know.
You want to go? I want to fly to Indianapolis for anything.
Who likes NASCAR? I did for 10 years of my life. I don't know who does now. What a bunch of...
Are you doing you?
I'm doing you, you son of a bitch.
That's not me. That's nothing like me.
Will you, Hoop Tyler, will you watch my dog so I can fuck off at Petit Le Mans?
Would you please?
Will you watch my
dog? You want to watch?
I think there's a hurricane coming, but I'm not going to go watch Petit Le Mans. I'm just
Tyler's spontaneous Chicago trip McGillicuddy. Tyler's going to get mowed down by a motherfucking Uzi.
I told him to bring his bulletproof vest. Yeah. I'll take him to the hood. I'll take him to the south side.
Please do. Please do.
Oh, Bradley.
Yeah, make sure you wear red, Tyler.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Bradley.
I got an Airbnb that fits 30 people. I need 28 more people to pay for this Airbnb. Or it's going to be a struggle. I'm tight. Money's tight.
Oh, Bradley.
Your shekel
sounds like
I'm Tyler. So glad you're not sounds in the like same Tyler. Room with me tonight. We can't assault each other after the show.
Yeah. I don't have to smell your stench.
Oh, fuck. I think we've reached the limit there.
We have.
All right. Enough of the fun and
second
games.
Half, folks.
Yeah. We'll see everybody back next week and go from there. Yeah. We'll see how Mr. Rob's doing. See who we can pull in here as a guest, perhaps. Yeah. Cheers, everybody. It's been Into the Apex.
Been listening to Into the Apex from Mad Sim Racing Media. Check out the show's upcoming road trips and join the community at intotheapex.com.